The thing I never really dug when I was a kid happened to be the horse or dog stories. Never did like them, mainly because I had a feeling they were trying to get me to cry. And also, my real reason for not digging horse and dog stories was the fact that they really tried to make grown-ups look smart. I mean, as far as dogs are concerned, like the grown-ups could really understand whatever the dog was saying. And that's not true. Grown-ups are not that smart. I mean, for instance, you always have... Now, wait. No, before you get in there, here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying. You know, like, the movies are really kind of weird because, see, like, I used to line up on Saturdays, 9 o'clock, to get in at 1. And I didn't like guys who sang. Singing cowboys, couldn't use them at all. Mainly because these guys sang in the middle of the picture, which was a drag, because I can't really believe that the cat's going like, kill him right on. And then all of a sudden, some guy's ride along today. Get on, doggies, get on in. And I'm looking for the band. I said, where's the band? Where's the, you know, is he behind a rock? Show me somebody. Show me one cat with a fiddle, anything. But this don't have the guy out there singing as the recording machine in the horse's face. Really weird. But now in the dog stories, they always made it so that the grown-ups would talk to animals, man, and they don't. They're not that bright. First, all dog stories are the same. You have the dog, of course. And by the way, as I was thinking, whatever happened to the old dog, Stars? Where are they? There's only one left. Rin Tin Tin is gone. Lassie is the only dog alive still working in pictures. Have you seen Rin Tin Tin anywhere in the movies? Gone. Goodbye. Rin Tin Tin, I saw in Hollywood parking cars. Yeah, had a big gut on him and everything. Yeah, he's telling me, I'll be back. I'm going to make a big movie over in Europe. You know, Italian movie. They want me over there. War story. And he drinks and everything. It's terrible. But these dog stories are always the same. You have a little kid who loves the dog, and he found him somewhere, and he's walking with the dog, and the dog just, ow, 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 ow. And you have John and Mary, who are the father. The father's always smoking a pipe and has a checkerboard shirt, woolen checkerboard shirt. Yes, Mary, it's all in. Oh, yes, John, and the farm is doing well. And here comes the sheriff. He's coming, and the sheriff says, good morning, and the dog smells the sheriff and don't dig him. And bites the sheriff's leg. And the sheriff says, kill the dog, I'll kill him. And the dog runs away. Didn't shoot him, just runs away. And the kid runs up, come back, dog, come back, come back, come back. And the mother and father stand there, oh yes, that's wonderful, he'll bring him back and they'll be back. But they don't come back because the kid's hiding out in the forest now in the middle of a blizzard with an old man who is the hermit of the forest. See, and he's teaching them how to drink wine. And they're reading philosophy and getting juiced.
Have another drink.
Now, tell me about the forest again. So now the sheriff, who is really a bad guy, his buddies come in from Utah. And they say, ah, ha, ha, you're the sheriff. What are you doing? And they hit him over the head and tie him up, and they burn the jail down. Now, the jail is burning down. The sheriff is tied up, and you see the flames coming in. And he's there, other than the flames coming in. And all of a sudden, who shows up but the dog? And the dog comes in, and the sheriff sees the dog. He says, dog, go tell John and Mary that I'm tied up and that this jail is burning down. And the dog says, right. And now, the dog runs 12 miles. You know, over hill and dale. And he goes up and there's John and Mary standing in the sunshine and smoking a pipe. And it's a wonderful day today. And the dog comes right up to him and says, and they say, what? The jail's burning down and the sheriff is tied up. What do you say? Now, my objection is that when it comes to animals, grown-ups are not that bright. I know people, grown-ups, who own dogs, have had dogs 10, 20 years, live in New York, and the dog is barking in the apartment. And I say, what's the matter with your dog? I said, I don't know. And then the dog peed all over everything. They're just not that bright. Brightest guy I know owns an apartment in New York, has an elephant. Anytime the elephant makes a noise, I'll take him right out, let's go. What's he gonna do? I don't know, but he ain't gonna do it in here, whatever it is. I sure would love to own and train a gorilla. No, really, a really big gorilla. Really big, nasty, dirty. I ain't gonna clean them up, not make them take bath. Let them have lice and fleas and all kind of bugs on them, because he's gonna protect my house. And think of the thrill some dude's gonna get coming in my window, going to get my furniture, when he turns around and there's a 6'9", 840-pound gorilla with lice and fleas and all kind of things going to kiss him to death. And have three little pigs following the gorilla wherever he goes. Can you hear this dude's story in jail when the guy said, well, how'd you get busted? You ain't gonna believe this, but I broke in this guy's house and there was this gorilla with lice and fleas and three pigs following. You're in the wrong place, fella. Or else another cool thing to have to protect your home, if you could train them, would be 2 75-foot pythons. Now that is cool, man. I mean, to have these two cats propped up and they just...
Hey, Arthur? Yeah?
Let's go. And that's all you hear. You can't hear a snake, you know, because they got them little feet. See, people are afraid of snakes. I'm not. I turned one over one time. They got little teeny feet with sneakers and stuff all underneath. Really. And you see them, and they just... And they, see, they don't look like they're really hustling, but you watch. And a snake, if you turn his feet just going fast. It's little people all underneath of them, little ants carrying them everywhere they go. It's really hip, man. Snakes are cool.